Yeah.
I think you ought to give that some real strong thought.
Well, by Jove, I have to have...
Whether you write or what you do, Lynette, I think you ought to give some real strong thought to finding a way to take an active part in his work. You have some problems?
Oh, yes. So annoying,
Yeah.
And then the hardest part is capital. It's physical. It torments the hell out of me. Yeah, that's much of that, isn't it?
This one that I transcribed that she wrote. But see, that picks up later. That doesn't pick up in the earlier years. She has no knowledge of those earlier years. You're the only one who knows them.
She's got this she was married. I don't think I've ever read it. For 27 years, I've known her. She's seen many miracles. But the greatest of these is a miracle of the life of one. Of the life of one who chose to die that God might live in him. He was my lover, the father of my children, but became my leader, my example of God's love, and the father of all who love justice, peace, and equality. A lover he was not. A lover had a connotation of being a and that they wasn't. And they did it according to God.
Yeah. Bam. Yeah.
That's really cool.
They got together in that
hospital. Now, let's say you can have that if you want to.
Would you like a copy of that to take and read? I'm such a written by Marcy.
Well, I think about it here, because she probably would show it to me if you met me to read it.
Okay, I'll let you read it.
Oh, yeah, he did this. He imagined that to this day. And so it was...
Who checked up on your telephone? The government, you mean?
Oh, the FBI, man. They come where I was working them. They lit in on me, and I mean to tell you, I had been in battle for a full day.
Why was the FBI after you?
They claimed that there was this year call about this. Oh, just the usual stupid ass trick they do. And they came there, you know, and they demanded to know what my telephone number was, and I said, well, now let's get down to business, friends. Everybody, the whole plant shut down. Man, I'm telling you the truth, they didn't get nothing done that whole day. I'd hate to think what their loss was. To look them through the glass, did you? And I was in bed with these men, the telephone operator didn't know what she was doing. And she just thought and suspended the whole thing. Right there, you know. They could look through these glass. And the manager of the plant didn't even go off us. I said, I just assumed they came and got the opportunity. She said, one is paying the bill, but I don't care where it is. If it's been in the bathhouse for that matter, because they're not going to get the best of me.
That's for sure.
And, so they started
then. You're going to break down here another one.
Oh, am I? All right. Don't worry.
The little piece is supposed to be like this way.
Thank you. Well, he was soon to bring along with him a trainee. And I bet he lived to regret that, for that trainee was a young man. And my discourse was sometimes overpowering, and he was laughed at in his man's face. when I was fighting all that stuff behind you. He says, I have come to testify. I said, you need to come on goose chase because there was no such thing.
And he came to the house?
No, it was a place where I was. It wasn't a place. It wasn't a place. They went all day long, all day in the streets. I had lived a while, you know, there was an eye on this thing. They was expecting me to be put in arms, I guess, every 5 minutes. And they just stayed there all day. I mean, it was just all day. And the manager of the plane turned over his office to me, and that's when I said to him, it's okay with me to meet him in the back house, because they ain't going to win this round. He just laughed, you know, and he said, let's make him, you know, look serious. And I said, very well, I didn't see fit. This is right across from the telephone operators. And they all suspended business, and the machine operator didn't get nothing done because, of, you know, I had one eye on what was going on through this glass thing. I would have very much liked for it not to have been glass, but so it was. And so they was bound. This call had been made over my telephone. And furthermore, that they was demanding, the first thing he did was demand that telephone, demand the telephone. This time he kept me mad, you know, and I said, did you take me for a damn fool? I said, if you didn't know the telephone number, you wouldn't be here, would you? It was the only clue you had to get here. So I said, did you find it out like you found it out in the first place? Because I'm not telling you, and I wouldn't even tell you the telephone number. I knew you knew it anyway. But anyway, we went over a number and round about. I didn't begin to recall a conversation where I told these two students, Marcy and Jim's, wow, in love, you would, you know, and it was going to go over here to Chicago, there it was, this youth organization. I said, you better look into that a little more carefully. I don't know how innocent or how guilty this youth organization is, but they're looking at it, you know. I mean, the agencies are trying to accuse them of being a communistic bent and stuff that was back in the McCarthy mission.
Witch hunt, yes, yeah.
And the witch hunts. And so, I didn't know what they'd done about it, whether they'd gone or whether they hadn't gone, because they'd paid attention to me, whatever the case may be. And I got on with my work. And so, he had saw fit to come in and use my telephone to check up on this organization and charge the back bill to my phone. I'm so glad. Got the wind up somehow or other, and that's what it turned out to be in the end.
Oh, wow. Listen, I've got to,
turn that off.
Yeah.